Are we living in the end times? Are there signs that's occurring around us every day that we could see in the news?
You're not good enough. They keep the elites together, and they have their own little police state to make sure these people are focused on ruling the world. If you're not from CNN or the New York Times and you show up uninvited, they'll probably arrest you. And it's all headed up by a guy named Klaus Schwab, who's pretty much running a one-world government here. He kicked off the week by saying the future is theirs, not yours.
The future is not just happening. The future is built by us, by a powerful community as you here in this room. We have the means to improve the states of the world.
And the way they start is by tracking you. If you go deep in the weeds in what these people are saying at this place, they're openly scheming up some of the craziest plans you'll ever hear of, like tracking your carbon footprint.
We're developing, through technology, an ability for consumers to measure their own carbon footprint. What does that mean? That's, where are they traveling? How are they traveling? What are they eating? What are they consuming on the platform? So, individual carbon footprint tracker. Stay tuned.
You heard it. The one world government wants to keep tabs on what you eat and where you go. All because John Kerry's a little mad that your cheeseburger is wiping out part of the population.
What's about to happen on Mount Sinai is absolutely insane. Religious leaders are gathering November 6th through the 18th for a ceremony they're calling Returning to Sinai, where they say that they're going to issue a new Ten Commandments to repent for man-made climate change. The website Interface Center for Sustainable Development has an article discussing the upcoming event titled In Sinai, a Prophetic Call for Climate Justice and Ceremony of Repentance. Mount Sinai is, of course, where Moses received the Ten Commandments, but these religious leaders are actually calling for a new universal Ten Commandments. In that article, it states the project partners will bring together premier religious leaders from the world's major religions to gather upon Mount Sinai to engage in a first ever climate repentance ceremony and to pull forth a prophetic interreligious call to action, climate justice, 10 universal commandments. I've got a full video I just posted covering this on my YouTube channel.
Welcome to the One World Religion headquarters, which is set to open in 2022. The church is not permitted to have a cross on the building as a method of identifying it, as it is illegal to display a Christian cross on a building in the UAE. Though usually not enforced, teaching that Jesus is the only God is considered to be an act of insulting Allah or the Prophet Muhammad, and offenders can be subject to up to 5 years of imprisonment and huge fines, and Christians may be deported. Most Christians understand the term one world religion is referred to the merging of all religions. Many Christians believe that one world religion is directly linked to the last days, when the Antichrist will establish a one world religion, which will be associated with one world government and lead to the mark of the beast.